agree with you there.
Okay.
What?
Not during Shir.
What?
Are you awake tonight?
No.
Am I awake? Very much so.
Oh, good.
Well, you're one of the few.
Halacha Dalet. That came out. Al Shem Bo Yidia Basof. The Tichil Bala Basof. On a case where there is no awareness. Now we're talking about a person. We're continuing on with the topic of the past few Shnais, is the halacha of tumas mikdash v'kadosh, of an individual who was defiled either karbanos by eating them when he's tamei, or enter the beis hamikdash when he's tamei. We said in order to bring the korban oil of yoyed, which is the shvua of the korban in common for several sins, including false oaths and being mitamei the beis hamikdash or a kodesh. You have to have yediyah betchila and yediyah basof. You have to be aware that you're talmid before entering the base of mikdash during the korban, and become aware after having eaten the kodesh or having entered the base of mikdash that you were talmid at the time. So yediyah betchila basof. Yediyah betchila basof. Need awareness in the beginning and at the end, and helim beemtza, and a concealment, the forgetfulness in the middle. Now, what about a case of she'en bo yediyah b'tchila v'lo basof? You never knew that you were tamei and you entered the base of mikdash rei kodesh. So on that, sire golim, the goats brought on Yom Tov. You said we've read by almost all the after. I mean, by all the maftirs and by all the musafs who see rezim echad l'chatos, and every yontif they would bring one goat as a chatos. So the Usir Rosh Chodesh, and the Truba Rosh Chodesh as well, Mechaprin, they atone for this sin of unaware Tuma, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon divides that in half. Rabbi Shimon says not all of them. Sir Regalim, only the goats brought on Yom Tovim. Avalo Sir Rosh Chodesh, but not the goats brought on Rosh Chodesh. Ama Sir Rosh Chodesh, Mechaprin, what is the Sir of Rosh Chodesh? The goat brought in Rosh Chodesh is the chadas to atone for. Al tor shochel satame, a different thing that we've been talking about till now. A person who was tor but ate a tomei korban. Till we're talking about a person who's tomei either into the base of mikdash or a kodesh. Now we're talking about a person who was tor who ate tomei, right? Raimeh omeh says kol hasilin kapogos and shavo. All goats atone the same for the same thing. Al tumas mikdash v'kodosh, on the tumah of the beis hamikdash and the kodshim. What does that mean? That includes also the goats of Yom Kippur. Okay, we're going to speak about that actually more explicitly tomorrow. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said, and Rosh Hashanah as well. Rabbi Shimon said, Sirei Rosh Chodoshim. Rabbi Shimon said, this is getting back, that was her mayor. Rabbi Shimon says, Sir Rosh Chodoshim, the goats of Rosh Chodesh, mechapin atone for our Torah Shochel Tomei, and the person who was Torah ate Tomei food, Tomei Kodesh, right, where the korban was Tomei, Meshel Golim, and the goats brought on Yom Tif, mechapin al she'en bo yediyah lo betchila v'lo basof. The goats brought on Yom Tif atone for cases where at no time was the individual aware that he was Tomei when he entered the Beis HaMikdash or when he ate the korban. V'shal Yom HaKippurim, and the goats brought on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Shimon says, Mechapi, now she'en bo yitiyah b'tchila, new case, a case where the person was not aware before he ate the Kodesh or entered the Beis HaMikdash, he was Tomei, Avo Yesh b'dim, so, but he became aware subsequent after the fact. Amrlo, so there's Talmidim said to Rabbi Shimon, Mayin shikarbu zebezeh, if you have a goat left over from one yontif, can you bring it on a Rosh Chodesh instead? Or can you bring it on another yontif? Or can you bring it on Yom Kippur instead? Amrlo, so they said, Amrlo, so they said, yes, yikarbu. You can use the goat which is designated for one yontif, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Kippur, not sacrifice then, for a subsequent Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, or Yom Tov. So Amar lo says to him, how can you say this? Ho ben kaparos and shavus, since they atone for different things. One atones for a case where you're not aware about it before, but you became aware afterwards. One atones for a case where you're never aware, neither before nor after. Another one atones for a case of an individual was tor, who ate tome, right? So how can you say that they're interchangeable? Amar lo ho ben kaparos and shavus, since they don't atone for the same thing. Hey, how can they be sacrificed one in lieu of the other? So he said, bottom line is they have a common denominator. They all come to atone for the tomb of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kochim and Korbanos, and therefore they can all be interchangeable with each other because of that lowest common denominator, that somehow they pertain to Tuma and to Kodesh. Okay? That's the mission. It says what Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Yehoshua said. Rabbi Lezer named Rabbi Yehoshua said, time in Rabbi Yehuda. What is logic? Rabbi Yehuda says that the Soya of Rosh Chodesh atones for a case where there's no awareness, neither before nor after that you entered the place on Mikdash or ate the Korban, that you were Tomei, but in fact you were. The goat is an atonement for God. What does it mean, atonement for God? If nobody knows about the sin other than God, because you were not aware neither before nor afterwards, Soyer Zeh, the God of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. And the Elah Soyer Shosh Chodesh, I know that's true about the God of Rosh Chodesh. See, Rehle Golim, I know it's true about the goats of Yom Toivim. Om Rebbe Zeh, Rebbe Zeh said, Usoir. Vav Mosav Elishim Rishon Rishon. By all those carbonos, all those goats, Yom Toivim says, Usoir. With a Vav. So it teaches us that it atones for all Yom Tovim, similarly, the extra vav is superfluous, teaches us that most of the in Rishon, that they're all obviously somehow connected to the initial side, the first one mentioned in the war is Rosh Chodesh, they all hark back to that one, and therefore they all atone for the same thing, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha. And again, in a case, according to Rabbi, a case where you did not aware neither the beginning nor the end. Rabbi Zeh, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Zeh, Rabbi Lezer, name Rabbi Yecha. Rabbi Yaakov, Achasim, Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. V'osa, Nasan, Lachem, L'seitzis, Avon, O'edo. It says about the carbon brought on the first day that they consecrated the Mishkan. Who knows what day it was? Date. What day is the first day they consecrated the Mishkan?
No, it was
Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, first day of the month of Nisan. Very good. So they finished building it, Hanukkah it says, but they didn't actually consecrate to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, what? So it says that. When Moshe confronts Aaron for not having eaten it, he gets annoyed at him. He says, "But he didn't eat it because why didn't he eat it? Why didn't Aaron eat it? Why was he? No, it wasn't Tommy. Death of Nazim and Aviv, right? So that he was an omen, so he didn't eat it. Okay. So question is, so he said, Moshe was upset. He said, "How come you guys didn't eat the carbon, right?" So he says, he gave it to you to bear the iniquities of the congregation. Manakeh, what are we talking about? Which goat? There are three chatos that they. In Misoyer Nachshon, if it was the goat brought by Nachshon ben Aminadav as the first Nasi, because we know the first 12 days of Nisan, 12 Nasim sacrificed. So then, Al Shifto Mechaper, only atones for his tribe, doesn't show how to atone for the rest of Am Yisrael. Now, Soyb Yom Kippur is not necessarily true. I mean, not necessarily the case, because obviously it wasn't Yom Kippur, it was Chodesh Nisan. What it means is that it was the eighth day of the Miluim, the eighth day of the consecration period. And the eighth day of Miluim has a Soyer of, which is similar to the Soyer of Yom HaKippurim. I don't know exactly how, I guess it's a one-time, just like the eighth, the Miluim. Or come after 8 days of preparation. I mean, this is the 8 day after the day's preparation. So the Kohen Gadol separated 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the Yom Kippur is the 8th day. The Bnei Moshe gives another pshat that day the chait of Ega was atoned for them, and therefore was like Yom Kippur. So when it says Sosh Yom Kippur, it means the special Karma Chatos which brought because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the last day of the Miluim, and the initial, then the atonement of the Chet Ego. So Eka Yitzvah Adars. Okay, Sadat Moshe Rabbeinu know that it atones. It's unique Karma. Maybe it has a special parameter to it. Okay, rather than talking about Besosh Rosh Chodeshim, it's all about the God of Rosh Chodesh. So we see that the God of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. My Kedun, how do we know what it's Mechaper on? How do we judge this out? Nehemiah kind of sees some, and it says here, bears the sins. We all, my little comment says later on, the see some bearing the sins. Where does it say in Minnesota, Alon, Esavon HaKadoshim? I don't know, bears the sin of the Kodshim. My little, just like over there, there's words missing here. Gilin in front of Brian brings it down. Tumas Kodoshim, just like over there, it's talking about bearing the sin of the Karbonos. Afkan Tumas Kodoshim, so too here, it's the sin of the Karbonos. Now here, actually, we should have skip down one line. The Gilin Ephraim inserts the next line here. It's, you see the last three words in the next line. Ma'achamisameimar, what did you see this say? In other words, which you prefer to say sorry about? But Torah Shachotami, is it atoning for a guy who's Torah away to Tomei Korban? Or namely, do we say Betomei Shachotami that this Korban is atoning for a guy who's Tomei away to Torah Korban? So says the Mark, going back to where we were before. Avon Krevim should be again Malah Halon. Should also say again Malah, should say twice. We read already once before. No, we didn't read it before. We're going to read it now. Malah Avon Krevim V'lovam Makrevim. Over there where it says that Aaron should bear the sin, the iniquities, it's talking about an Aveh which concerns the thing which is sacrificed. Not the very the thing which is the people who are sacrificing. Avkan avon kravim v'lo avon makrivim. So here it's about the sin of the thing which is being sacrificed, and not the sin of the sacrificer. So it means a person who's tahor, who's eating tame. That's the sin of the sacrificed item, not the sin of the person who's sacrificing it. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Buna, Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Cholak, Shita, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds all theory, brought at all times, all Mechaper, Tumas, Mitash, Kedoshim. Rabbi Yehuda divides that Shita, because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not always true. It's only true about Sira Golem, Sira Shekadoshim. Those brought in Tevin, those brought in Rosh Kedoshim, not the ones brought on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay? So, Rameh holds all of them, Rabbi Yehuda holds some of them. And Rabbi Shimon Chok Shita Serbiuna, Rabbi Shimon takes the further step. He says, not even all of them, rather, it's only the Siri Regolim which atone for the Ein Bo Yedia Lo B'Tchilo V'Sof, the ones where nobody is aware of it. The Seirim of Rosh Chodoshim atone for somebody else. They atone for somebody who's Tar, who ate a Korban, which is Tomei. Okay? Meida Rabbi Meir. Again, if I'm changed it, I'll enforce him change it more or less the same way. Meida Rabbi Meir. Meir concedes B'Soya Anase B'Ifnim, that the goat, although it's true that the goat brought on Yom Kippur, atoned for the Aveira of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, even the goat which was brought inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, not Kodesh Kadoshim, inside the Kodesh, right? Its blood is sprinkled on what? Remembers its blood sprinkled on? Baruchas, right. So even though it atones for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, nevertheless, Shmoy, he concedes, Shei Mechaper Elotoyla. It doesn't completely atone, but rather it leaves you dangling. Meaning that if ever subsequently you find out that you actually were Tomei, you must bring your own carbon. Okay? It doesn't completely atone the atonement. Okay? The sign, this is going to Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Zira, who says, V'aso chatos, you make that carbon in the Beit HaMikdosh, the carbon which goes to the parochas. Chatos, makes the chatas cover litlia. It makes it. It sets it for dangling. In other words, shelo yishtane, that it shouldn't. It shouldn't change. Now, it's not clear exactly what it means. It shouldn't change, but the way the Kohen Shari Teretz Yisrael puts it, that it means that it is the chatos, or so hu chatos. It's supposed to be a chatos, but it sounds like it's a chatos because so chatos. It is a chatos, but there are other ones which are potentially a chatos as well. In other words, it's like a mute. The extra vav is a mute. But it could have been sa chatos, I guess, or some other permutation. But the vav means it's a mute. It's a restriction. In other words, it's not totally mechaper. It's only toila. So there are other pshatim here, which the Ritbaz gives a different pshat in the Korban Eda in the back gives a different shot, but I think I like this shot the best. In other words, that it's limited. In other words, that your chiyuv. Let me translate it a little bit better. So chatas kavod tliya, the vav to make it says that the chatas is limited in effect. Shaloi Ishtanand, it doesn't change, meaning it doesn't change his potential obligation to perhaps bring his own carbon someday. Yes?
Well, I'm saying, I see the Pnei Moshe says that it's Telush, the Yesh, or you need the Tilbova. So
yeah, I should have made that clear. Obviously, if if it was a case where Ein Bo Yedia B'Tchila, it can never come to a carbon, right? Because the only way you can ever come to a korban is personal korban, is if you had yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'sof. So if there's no yediyah b'tchila, by definition, you'll never be in korban. So by definition, one of the other korbanos of other yom tovim will cover it. But if you had yediyah b'tchila and you didn't yet have yediyah b'sof, but someday you might turn up retroactively that 5 years ago when the Beit HaMikdash, now you remember that you were actually Tommy at that time, right? So all those four Yom Kippurs which passed over you, when they made a Sar Nasa Bifnim, that doesn't deprive you of your obligation when you finally remember to actually bring your own carbon on your own. Okay, that's what the Pnei Moshe is referring to. Okay? Again, a case where you never knew to begin with. Even if you find out later on that you were Tommy, you wouldn't bring your own carbon, right? So on that, the carbon is brought on the Yom Kippur, atone in and of themselves. But a case where you yourself knew it one time, forgot, and maybe sometime in the future you will then remember, so until such time as you remember, the Korban Yom Kippur is only toilet. It leaves you dangling. There's still an obligation if and when you ever remember to bring your own Korban. Okay? Says Amara, so Yisha lo kore beregel, yikore b'rishchemish. Getting back to the topic on our Mishnah, a goat which was not brought on Yom Tov will be brought on Rosh Chodesh. Again, Rabbi Shimon himself said that it can flow from Yom Tov to Yom Tov because they all come on Tumas Mikdash Mekadosha. So what is sacrifice on Yom Tov? It's brought on Rosh Chodesh. Lokai Rosh Chodesh, what is sacrifice on Chodesh? Top of Vav Amarav, Yikarev Laba. It's sacrifice on the next Rosh Chodesh, right? You know, you have how many Rosh Chodesh a year? No, actually 12. That's coming up. Good chav, but not correct. We'll see. Says the Gemara, do you know why he said 11? Not Rosh Hashanah, but Lamaisa, the Gemara is going to deal with that later on. So says the Gemara, Lava Shemitri Lokshu Korban Sibur, Elikoreva Al Mizbech Achitzo. Because initially, the Korban Sibur were only consecrated that they should be supported on the outer mizbech, and the specific purpose is not necessarily designated. And if it can't be a chatas now, it can be a chatas later on. Says Mar Avlo Kvar Kippur. Now the Gilyan Ephraim takes out Yom Kippurim, but the Or Sameach leaves it in, and he said Avlo Kvar Kippur would mean weren't you not already mechaper if you take the work Yom Kippurim with the whatever chatos you brought, in other words, you obviously on Rosh Chodesh you didn't sacrifice this goat, so you sacrificed another goat, right? So therefore, how can you leave it for the next Rosh Chodesh? Whatever kapara is supposed to atone was already atoned for by the goat you brought on that Rosh Chodesh, right? Let's say it was left over from Sukkot. And you're bringing Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, right? But you brought another goat Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So how can you then push it off to Rosh Chodesh Kislev? Makes no sense, right? It's like similar to Chatas Shekipru Baalel. The Chatas already atoned. It's atoned for, and in some other way, you can't bring it afterwards. You got to either, I forget if you kill it or if you let it graze, but you can, I think you kill it. But you can't, so how come over here you can? You can leave it. If they brought another carbon, you miss Sukkot, and you miss Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you miss Rosh Chodesh Kislev. What's the difference, right? But the way, again, as I said, the Or Sameach, he leaves in Yom Kippur. And he wants to learn from here that an issue that Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshav is also atoned for by Yom Kippur itself. Okay? There's going to be a sugi which we'll either get to later tonight or tomorrow, where the Yom Kippur is Mechapu without even carbonos. And he's asking specifically on a carbon which should have been brought, say, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. And it was not. And was not brought up to, so you have to use it on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, with Yom Kippur is already Mechapur, even have to use it on Sukkot. But alright, so that's how he learns it. Anyway, be that as it may, the answer replies, no matter whether you learn that Yom Kippur is Mechapur, or the interceding Rosh Chodesh was Mechapur, or Ramana said, Mikayim Adusiv, once it says, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, since all of them together, Kibishukula Mechapin Kapar Achas, and we should add in, of course, Rosh Chodoshim, right? They're all bunched together. So therefore, that gives up fudgeability, right? One can fudge it, and if it doesn't work for it wasn't used one Rosh Chodesh or one Yatif, it continues down the line. Okay, says one Rabbun says Mikemich Kula Mecharpin Al Kul Tu. He says the Svarah. You don't need the pasuk. Mikemich Kula Mecharpin Al Tuvas Mitzvah Roshim. Since the only tone, all the tone. For the Avera of Tumas Mikdash Kodashav, Kemisha Kula Mechapin Kapara Achatz, it's as if they also could have the same Kapara, and therefore they can go from one Yotza to another. Rabbi Yaakov, now, says one of these great Yerushalmi Tzushtels, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, you're going to like this one. Rabbi Yaakov Al-Shem Be'ez said, Ho'eve Elifnei Ateibo Yotza Shosh Hashanah. If you're the Chaz of Rosh Hashanah, and also if you're Davin is a private individual, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Don't mention Rosh Chodesh, right? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh? No, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh, right? Well, actually, there is in the Machzor, though, there is a line which some people say, and based on the Sugya Pashas, I should say, which goes, which one is that? Oh, it's not in here. Oh no, it isn't here without parentheses. Sorry. It says Milvad Ola Sachodeshu Min Chosar. In the Yom Chodesh Shviyu Chodesh, it does says Milvad Ola. I thought it was in parentheses in some Siddurim. Maybe I'm mistaken. Okay. So I thought maybe that no, we don't necessarily say that. Don't do we have a full chart still?
But that's just a generic statement.
Yeah, but that's Chodesh. You're mentioning Rosh Chodesh.
It does. Well, it also said Echad L'Chodesh in the beginning. The Yom
Chodesh. Yeah, but that's not a real Rosh Chodesh. That's referring to Rosh Hashanah. That's just the date Rosh Hashanah blood, takes place.
But it's not actually referring to the
No, it's also in here. It's also in the Otzer Tfilah Siddur. So I was making it up.
I thought it was in parentheses, but my mistake.
Okay.
Just, there's not.
Malchus, yeah. Okay, so be that as it may. So he says you don't mention Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Somebody who passes before the Omer on the Yom of Rosh Hashanah, b'shachris in the morning, b'shamer mispalel shmoina. You have an eight. Now, of course, there are only seven brachos, but it means on Shabbos. B'shamer, he says, you add an eighth bracha for Shabbos. We put them together, right? Because we put them together, Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Musa b'sharim eser, because they separate out Shabbos. And b'sharim tesha, b'sharim says nine, because they put Shabbos together with Rosh Hashanah. Says, well, if you emel chadisli, if you use Rosh Chodesh, got its own bracha, then according to b'sharim it would be 11, according to b'sharim, of course, it would be 10, right? So we advise dois, it comes out, we don't say Rosh Chodesh separately. On my basis, Rabbi Yossi says, "Ma pligin? When is there machlut shi beitzil b'shamay? B'dovah shetom bracha b'ifnei atzmo. Only by Shabbos, which usually requires some bracha. But Rosh Chodesh, I feel b'chol, even on a weekday, she'ena l'kolon." You only include them, it should be instead of Yasku, it should be Maskir, and the should be one statement. Shayel Kol Maskir, you only include Rosh Chodesh. When do we mention Rosh Chodesh in Week Nishman Esrei? Yalav Yovel, which is included in another bracha. So therefore, maybe you do mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Basil Meshama arguing about Shabbos, because Shabbos might add another bracha. That's a separate issue. It's possible you do mention Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to say additional bracha for it, right? In other words, we want to bring this as a raya, you don't even mention Rosh Chodesh. That is only true. You might mention Rosh Chodesh. It just doesn't merit, doesn't rate its own bracha. Okay? So it says, Sheinu el kolon umazkir ba'avodah. So therefore, maybe we're not mentioning on the fact we don't mention it as a separate bracha, it's not right, we don't mention it at all on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi boy. Now, the Shaita Yisrael changed gears to Rabbi Bo Bar Memo. It's probably true because that's what the next line refers back to. So Rabbi Bo Bar Memo boy, he asked the question, Me'ato, if it's the case. Now, there's a little bit of a gears of problem here. So, this is the way to read it. Me'ato, Echad Mishnei Sirei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you only have Shnei, right? But the Shrite so changes it to one of two Seir Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah, you bring two Chatos. You bring two Korban Chatos on Rosh Hashanah. So let's say, Me'ata, Echami Beis Seir Rosh Hashanah. One of the two goats of Rosh Hashanah. Machmas. You know, it's not actually, Machmas. Rosh Chodesh, because of Rosh Chodesh, Ein Boin. It should be Ein Boin. It doesn't come. Okay? So you don't come because of Rosh Chodesh. V'teima tzorech la'askosh Rosh Chodesh. You're going to say, you have to take out the word Ein over there. I just transpose the Ein from the second line to the first line. They don't come because of Rosh Chodesh. The Tamer are going to say Tzorech La'azkir Rosh Chodesh. You're going to say you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Now it should say Elozev Zeh Machmos Rosh Hashanah. They both come because of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the two goats on Rosh Hashanah, they've not done Rosh Chodesh. We don't bring them because of Rosh Chodesh. Actually, now that I have the Siddur, I should actually point that out, that it says here in the Siddur on which also corresponds to the Machzor. It says here that Rosh Chodesh Normally by Musaf we say what? Right? But you're Shnei Sirim L'chaper, and these two goats are beside the two goats of Rosh Hashanah are Rosh Hashanah goats. They're not Rosh Chodesh goats. Okay? Rosh Chodesh goat gets into Hashmona, but that's a separate goat. Okay? So therefore he says, if they're both because of Rosh Hashanah, why do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh? Torah itself said on Rosh Hashanah sacrifice these two goats and didn't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh. Yes, it's true that we have to do it anyway, but it's not mentioned, so therefore we should have mentioned Shmoneh Esrei, right? So Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, actually the truth is, the Gilan Ephraim puts in here Rav Amori's statement from three lines down. You take a look down there, the three lines down from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is in the second line, Rabbi Yossi Beribun. So first let's put in Rabbi Amori's statement, or Ambori it says here, but it's supposed to be Amori, which is three lines down below that. Do you see that, Ambori's statement? See the three lines below Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Ambori, Leis Yachil. You can't say that the Rosh Chodesh is forsaken in Rosh Hashanah, because it says Milvado Lasa Chodesh, which actually is this line in one essay, right? It says explicitly that you do Rosh Chodesh Kolban on Rosh Hashanah. It says in Teilo itself Milvado Lasa Chodesh, right? And besides that vote, Milador the Tani, from that which it says says 12 for the 12 months of the year. So there certainly was a korban of Rosh Hashanah, of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, right? So therefore, how can you bring proof from here not to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? We know that it was mentioned by the Chumash itself. Right? So it says more, going back to Rabbi Yossi on the second of the widest law of the wide lines. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi was saying that. Don't you think he was asking a question? He was asking a good question. Is that what Rabbi Bob Bar Mamel asked? He was asking. It was a legitimate question. Tani, we learned, in other words, you should not have to say Rosh Chodesh, because Tani, we learned, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, the two goats of Shavuos. Shavuos, you bring two lambs, actually. I said goats, but it's lambs. Ushnesi and Rosh Hashanah, and the two goats of Rosh Hashanah. In Kippur HaRishon, we have a theological conundrum. Why did it bring two? Isn't it redundant, right? In Kippur HaRishon, Amash Sheni Mechaper. Why did the second one, right? They're both chatos. What do you need both for? So it says, "Moral tuma she'ira ben zel lezeh." It atoned because of the tuma which occurred between the two of them. Now here clearly we see that the two goats brought in Rosh Hashanah are Rosh Hashanah goats, and they're both mechaper and tuma, right? Why bring both? Because of the 5 minutes of tuma which might occur between the two of them, right? Now I'll ask, well, which bring goats ad infinitum? Kasha on the ma'isa, but the ma'isa. We see here that they're both because Dafka Rosh Hashanah. So you should have mentioned Rosh Chodesh. Says Lamar, no. The low Rabbi Shimini, he can't. This, that which it says that they both come to even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that. That your mechalek kaporos, who holds that, not that, although we don't know this yet, but later on it's going to come up, that the kapora of one goat is not like the kapora of the other goats. Nevertheless, he holds, and we actually know a little bit from our mission already. Because Rabbi Shimon said, you know, there's a common denominator that the Om Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Mekadosha, but some Mechaper for Tor Shachol Esatame, some Mechaper for Tame Shachol Esator, some are Mechaper for Yesh Boyidia Betchila, Vein Boyidia Besof, some Mechaper for Ein Boyidia Lo Betchila Lo Besof, some Mechaper for Yesh Boyidia Besof Lo Betchila. But nevertheless, he says the common denominator is that all matayr tumas mi, they all cover tumas mikdash v'kadosha. So too, you know, it could be that the first goat comes for Rosh Hashanah, and the second goat comes for Rosh Chodesh, or vice versa. The first goat comes for Rosh Chodesh, the second goat comes for Rosh Hashanah. Hi, so if that's the case, why do you say there was mechaper one for whatever happened in between? I mean, the second one. It's mechaper for whatever happened between it and the first one. Say it has different types of kapara. Says more, even Rabbi Shimon holds there are different types of kapara, can also hold this way, right? You can hold because there's a common denominator between the two. It's not saying that they're both brought for the same purpose. Taka, one might be Rosh Chodesh and one might be Rosh Hashanah. All it's saying is that yes, but besides that, they have a common denominator. Therefore, the second one is mechaper for anything which happened in the interim between it and the first one. Okay? So it's saying that. Lord Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Chole Kaporos, the Kati Koyin like Rabbi Shimon, Shimon's Chole Kaporos, and therefore this could also be and nevertheless one is Mechaper for whatever the first one left over. So it's here the same thing. So the mice we have no right. It could be that Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. It could be that the two goats brought on Rosh Hashanah, one is Rosh Hashanah, one is Rosh Chodesh. Could be that that's talk of the way it is. And therefore could be that one should mention both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, the Gemara concludes, skipping what the Rav Mori statement you read before, Chad Bar Abaye. One Bar Abaye, I don't know exactly what a Bar Abaye means. It says here in Pnei Moshe, one of the students of Abaye, but good enough, the case of Abaye doesn't mention right. So it could be so it's a distinguished person. I don't know, obviously Abai is a mistake. But even over Kami Tevusi went before the Teva, Vloitka de Reish Fialche. He didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, the Kalsune, and he was praised. If it was Abai, then Abai praised him, or maybe it's somebody else, but, you know, bottom, maybe it's Ovin, I don't know, whoever it was, he praised this is a person for not mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Because after all said and done, Lamaisa, the way we have it in davening, I don't know if the way we have it in davening because of the result of Yushalmi, or the Yushalmi knew what we were going to have in davening, but Lamaisa, the way it comes out is that these two goats are brought because of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, that we learn from this, we're not supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Rav Eshe asked, Hagat b'chosh shochu shteim ka'achas. I don't understand. What happens? You know, that assumes that they shecht one in the morning and one a couple of hours later. But what about they shecht that they're both in months, both goats? My Yisro Tuma Shira Ben Zaluzeh, what Tuma is there passing between the two of them? Right? So Mara's going to give fascinating answers. But first of all, the question is, it's redundant. If you spread them apart, so maybe there's a purpose to bring the two. If you do them right together, smack dab together, what's the reason? There's more of a point of gvalt gas. The rune says, Elu Yisrael, right? Ksherin. I'm Yisrael, Elu Yisrael Ksherin. I'm sorry, it should be Elu, not Elu. Elu, if the Jews are kosher, Shemei Mevim Ashkova Torah, Lohem Torah, and let's say nobody tackles Matam between the Korbanos. Do you think we wouldn't bring a Korban? In other words, we're giving a svola for the korban, but where we bring the korban is not based on the svolas, but based on the rotzon Hashem. The Meshech Chochmah brings out a strange thing, but he says that really, theoretically, a person can bring a chatos all the time because Am Yisrael always can eat chatos somehow, somewhere. But in any event, the Maisu, what they're saying is that yes, we're giving a reason for why the Torah gave it, but Lamaisa, we bring the korban because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us even if. The reason doesn't apply. And this is a big side usually by the Rabbanans, but here you see by the Raisos. By the Rabbanans we say, even if the Tam doesn't apply, we do it anyway, right? Batal Tam, lo batal Adin. Even the reason alone applies, the Halacha still applies. But you see, even in the Raisos, that even if the reason doesn't apply, we still to do the halacha, right? Because we don't dash in time of the krua. We go by what it says, not what by the possible reasons might be. Okay? Says more Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're going to be you can change. Now, it means that you can change the tamid from which was not sacrificed 1 year to fiscal year next year. You know, you sell it and you buy it back. There's a whole eight of how to do it to make it work for come the Truma Salishka of the following year from the funds. But the mice, you can switch over. Rabbi Shimon Emeshan. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can't switch over. There's no such thing. Unless they get a mum, you sell them and then you use the money to buy another one, but you can't switch them over themselves. Says the Gemara, Divrei Chachamim Mishanin. If Chachamim hold you can change Karbanos over from 1 year to the next. The Tamar Marashi Karbanos Abzeh. Why are they asking questions? Whether you can sacrifice the soil left over from Rosh Chodesh on Regel or from Regel on Rosh Chodesh? Of course, you can change over from year to year. Why can't you change over from Rosh Chodesh to Yom? So then, b'shitas v'shivul. No, the response of Shimon according to his line of reasoning. B'shitas according to your line of reasoning. Shatoy merei meshani. You say you can't change a talmid from fiscal year 5760 to 5761. So if that's the case, ma'ushi karvus kovus karvus. What about bringing the sire chatos one or the other? The one for Yom different time Rosh Chodesh or vice versa. Rabbi Yisrael says. No, that's okay. Why? She'en karbonos, and this is a fact Rabbi Shimon answered. She'en karbonos ha'atzivu nikvoyim, elo it should be b'shchita, or b'kreva. In other words, although they're designated b'chatos, the specific type or date of the chatos is not determined until it's actually slaughtered. Or until it's with kreva, it also means the same thing. So therefore, till that point, it ain't over till it's over, and it comes openly for a common denominator, that's every Shimon holds you can transfer over. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda said, and Don Kane also in the Brisa, L'shem also zevach shu karev lishmo, for the purpose of that korban, for which it's ultimately sacrificed, who kodesh mishor rishon. It's like a gloy milsim afreya. And where it actually becomes clarified, again, you can't change the chattas to the oil and oil to the chattas. It's not the same as Starbucks, not the same. No. Rabbi Shimon, you know, man, Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon says the name of Rabbi Shimon. Sirei Rosh Chodesh in the goat's bar Rosh Chodesh, mechapil ha'tor she'ocha ha'tomei, they atone for a tor who ate from Tomei. The tor ate from Tomei Karbar. Most of the Shergolim, the Karbaros of Shergolim, additional Kapora. She mechapil ha'tor she'ocha ha'tomei, they atone for a tor who ate Tomei, and also, a case where you did not never became aware, neither before nor after, of your tuma, either before or after you ate the bait, neither before nor after you entered the base of mikdash or ate korbanos. Okay? Most of the Shul Kimber, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur adds an additional layer of kapara. She mechaplin the atone for the good for Al. A tor shogos a tome, and a tor person a tome. Val shem bohidi a lo betchilo basop. And a case where there was no awareness either before nor afterwards. Val shem bohidi a betchilo, but they also atone for a case where there was no knowledge at the beginning. Al v'yesh bohidi a basop, but there is knowledge at the end. That the God of Yom Kippur is a mechaper. Amrlo, they said, Oy Mary, Oy Bishim and Sheikovu Zebezeh. So they said to him, Bishim and Yudah. So if that's the case, how could Bishim say they could be sacrificed for each other? They don't atone for the same thing, right? They're Mchiluke Kaporos, language which Yusham used in Amidah. So how can you sacrifice one for the other? Actually asked us a question. He said yes. Amalo, so he said it came. You shall Yom Kippur and crave the Rosh Chodesh. I understand that the Yom Kippur, which is more inclusive, can be sacrificed in Rosh Chodesh because it includes it and transcends it. I will hear the Rosh Chodesh craving the Yom Kippur, but the Rosh Chodesh, which only atones one type of atonement, how can sacrifice the Yom Kippur chatos the Chapa Kapar Sheshem, which atones for three, which goes beyond its original parameters. Says Maramar Lenz, he said, Kulam, boy, look, Habitus, Mitlash Kadashim, the same thing we said in the previous mission, they all have the common denominator of Kamitus, Mitlash Kadashim, but that's why they are fungible. Okay, or fungible. I'm not sure that the chief fungible and fungible is. Okay, says Marfer. I'm Rabbi Yossi Drumins. There, Chuk. It's fungible? It's not fungible? Okay, sorry. Is that correct?
Yes.
You sound authoritative when you say that.
Teachers used to use that in law school. I don't know why, but it's fungible.
Fungible, okay. Yeah. Says the Lord. We'll have to take you at your word. Amir Yossi Derumia. Amir Yossi said, Derumia means from Rome or from the south, Kurambi Yoyna in front of Rabbi Yoyna. Hain Tzuch Lemiste. Really, we should have learned the opposite way. Well, this way the question should be. This is how one Rabbanu should have asked Yerushalayim B'Yehuda. In Cain, we understand Yerush Rosh Chodesh and Kriyam Yom Kippur. Rosh Chodesh should be the Rosh Chodesh garment, which was a limited kapara, should be able to be used for Yom Kippur, which is a greater kapara. She came Malam because she wouldn't read it. Because in going up in Kedusha, right, it was only meant to be a measly Rosh Chodesh korban, but now it could be Yom Kippur korban. I will show Yom Kippur and main kriyam Rosh Chodesh, but it should be the other way around. Yom Kippur korban shouldn't be able to be sacrificed Rosh Chodesh. Shem Marina Makush, it's going down. It should be able to go up, not go down. The opposite question of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you should be able to sacrifice Yom Kippur on a Rosh Chodesh, not a Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur. It should be the opposite question. Should you sacrifice Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur, Milan Makush, going up. But I am Kippur on Rosh Chodesh, going down. Says the Gemara, just ignores that. Rabbi Lezim, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Bun, Potar, Lo, Potar, Choyrin. He gave a different spin on this. Literally, a different resolution. He said, in Ken Yusho, this is the way they should have asked. In Ken Yusho, Yom Kippurim, Kreim, Rosh Chodesh, and once Yom Kippur should be sacrificed on Rosh Chodesh, going down, that should be okay. Wash mechapi kapar rosh and kapar rosh chodesh, which is really what I'm saying. They atone for themselves and the atone rosh chodesh. So therefore, they can since they include and transcend rosh chodesh, they go down to rosh chodesh. I'm sure rosh chodeshim ain't kriyam yom kippur, but the ones rosh chodesh can have should not be able to sacrifice yom kippur. Shein mechapi al kaprosim mevakos, they can't be extended beyond their original parameters. And the Gemara gives an interesting marshal to sustain this version of the question. It's a weird marshal. That's why I'm saying it's interesting. If a guy ate five zesim of chalev, you know, of some prohibition, five kazayas worth of pig, or whatever it is, of pig you don't bring carbon for, of chalev and dam. If he set aside four karbanas, he was a moron. He counted four to be five, right? Right? Shema kiper. Do we say that he was mechaper? No, because you need to have five. He only had four, right? So too, if you sacrifice Rosh Chodesh's carbon, which is of limited kapara, on Yom Kippur, do you think you're mechaper? No, because you only sacrifice something which is mechaper on one. Tor shachal torme. Now it's mechaper on two additional ones. So only if you sacrifice Yom Kippur's carbon on Rosh Chodesh, that should be good enough, because although it should be like hefish mishach chelev. Our boss is him. Oh, it says chalev here. I didn't notice it before. Mishal chalev, our boss is him. Then we had four olive worth of chalev. Vivish chamisha karbanos. It says aside five karbanos. So if our boss is him, it's four. Lokoshkin, right? He certainly is yoytze, right? Of course he's yoytze, right? He sacrificed an extra korban. Might be chulin bazar, the extra korban. But for sure he's yoytze before he had to sacrifice, right? So too, if you sacrifice Yom Kippur on Rosh Chodesh, might be overkill. And maybe the overkill is not so good. But the mice, it should work, right? Now, this
first part of this,
there
wasn't four kapara.
That's right, and therefore he's saying a Rosh Chodesh cornbread and Yom Kippur shouldn't work to achieve full kapara. Because you're extending its parameters. It's like somebody, which doesn't work, just so you can't four kapara's don't cover five kazasim. So the Korban Rosh Chodesh should not cover for Yom Kippur. But the other way around, when you're overkilling, bring five Korbanos on four things, that works. So to the Yom Kippur Korban on Rosh Chodesh needs, that should work as well. Okay? Now the truth is, this is going on the next part of the Mishnah. How do we know that you can switch back and forth because they're all to Mikdash or Kadosha. Chenereshin our position says all come name. Shloshim ishnaim Syrian kravim. There are 32, I don't remember this from the Bavli, I don't think it's, I'm pretty sure it's not there. The Rishon says 32 goats were brought on the Tzibur every year. 31 outside the Kodesh, they're eaten, one on the inside, which you spring on the Kaporis, it's not eaten. The Soy Mishlech, besides that, there is additional Soy Mishlech, the goat which is sent Lazozo. Off the cliff, which is the 33rd goat. That's 12. Shmoyne b'chag, 8 on Sukkot, that's 20. Shiva Pesach, 7 on Pesach, that's 27. Shnayim b'tzeres, 2 on Shavuot, that's 29. Echa b'glayom, on Shavuot, one comes because of the day, ve'echa b'glalechem, the other because of the bread. Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, one on Rosh Hashanah, I lost count. That's 30, I think. Erev Yom Kippur, one on Yom Kippur, and one on Yom Kippur. Interesting. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the way Rabbi Shimon is learning. I didn't even hop this before. This is what I was referring to. Now I see. What I know, Rav said, Rabbi Shimon holds Chiluk Kaporos, right? That's referring to here. Rosh Hashanah holds Chiluk Kaporos. I mentioned before, Rabbi Shimon can hold that Rosh Hashanah, that the two goats brought on Rosh Hashanah are one for Rosh Hashanah and one for Rosh Chodesh. Here you see it explicitly. Because he's saying that there are 12 goats for the 12 months of the year plus one on Rosh Hashanah. That means that it's taka for two, right. Instead of two for Rosh Hashanah, there's one for Rosh Chodesh and one for Rosh Hashanah. So it's explicit here that it's Chiluk Kaporos. Okay. Very good.
What about Yom Kippur? He just says one, but it's supposed to be two.
No, because the one Bachutz, he counts. The one, he counts the one. This there. Okay, I'm just going to go. Okay, so came to Shema Moshe came. Now it's fascinating what the Gemara says here. What's Moshe 32 karbonos? Amari said, "Ma'ata mishabasi other suffik aveira." Somebody has a question of an aveira, right? Because here he's not sure. He didn't. You know, these are cases. Ain't no idea. But he doesn't know he did an aveira, right? So somebody did a suffik karbon. Tzarech lavi kar karbonos aloi. He's bringing all these karbonos. Alachas kama. Somebody who's amazing. It's very depressing. Right, it's bad for your bottom line too. How many carbonas you have to bring, right? So B'Shem Rabbi Shlokish said, B'Shosham HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. He said to Moshe, V'Yisvade Olav. Says he said to Moshe, you know what? For all that areas of Klal Yisrael, as we're going to see in the next mission, which we'll get to tomorrow. I mean, we'll get to more tomorrow. For all areas of Klal Yisrael, the Sira Mishtalech is Mechaper. So Mishlech is the Vidui. He starts saying Mizmor L'Soida. It's one of the Tehillim which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Da'al Shem Bizvada Allah, because he gave Shevach V'Odoh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Soar Mishloach, that himself was Mechaper. Yes, I require 32 korbanos for Tumas Mitzvah Kadoshim, but other Averis, all of them go to Soar Mishloach with Tshuva, of course. Vidui is Tshuva. Okay. Vazodon to Mesmikdash Kadoshim, and now we go talk to the Soy Mishlech. Azodon to Mesmikdash Kadoshim, potentially defiled the base of Mikdash and Kochim, Soya Nasbifnim, then the Soya which is done inside on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, and the day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Okay? So that's an intentional to Mesmikdash Kadoshim. Vashar Aveshabatar, and the other base of Torah, Hacham kales, lighter ones, vachamurus, and more severe ones. Has doinis, intentional ones, and shkokos, unintentional ones. Hoida, ones you're aware of, veloyeda, the ones you're not aware of. Asay, mitzvah, say, velosa, say. Krisus, umisus, based in. Sora, mishlea, machaper. All of those, mishlea, mishlea, machaper. Says, maradoi, this is the way to read our mishnah. Machaper, alas, doinis, it's not so poshim. It's machaper, alas, doinis. The soyer apnimi, the soyer on the inside, is mechaper as doinus, but an intentional klumas l'shtoshav, the toil ala shkogos. On shkogos, it's toil, because if you find out, right, again, he had yediyah b'tchila, forgotten that he yediyah b'soif, then you have to still bring the carbon after Yom Kippur. That, on that, Yom Kippur is only toil, it's not actually mechaber. Okay? Says the Gemara, loi kalos losa say, loi chamuros krisis misabetzan. I said, why is it separate? Two separate categories. Kalos and chamuros and asay and losa say and krisis misabetzan, those are common categories. I'm ready to say, kinimasi is the way to mean a Mishnah. Ha kalos va chamuros. The kalos and chamuros, lighter sins and severe sins. Also, cows, those lighter sins, mentioned son, bezona, mentioned son, bishkoga, whether you did them intentionally or unintentionally, vosan ashkogos, and those unintentional sins, bech disvadeh lobaen, bech loisvadeh lobaen, whether you're aware of them or not, Yom Kippur's mechaber. Anyway, a cows is all part of the answer. And then what I was going to ask about this gets tomorrow. What are kalos? I say, velos, I say. What are chamuros, krisos, and mises based in? Okay, that's how to read the Mishnah. Kishem shasoya pnimi, shasoya nasim ifnim, chapa zoyz et tolosh kogos, just like the soya which is made on soya is mechapran zoynes, the tolosh kogos, but on shkogos, when you find out you have to be in carbon, afsar mishtalech came. So too on the soya mishtalech, the soya which sent out, it's mechapran mazin. But on Shogeg, it's not Mechaper. It's only Toila. If you ever find out about it, you have to bring a carbon after Yom Kippur as well. Micha lo hoda. I understand if a person is not aware, right? Hoda. If a person is aware of his sin, it sounds like before the Soy Mishlech is Mechaper, nonetheless, it's not true. Lo chentai that we learn, minayin l'chuyavi chatos v'shamas v'adoyin, and if a person definitely chayav a korban, shavali on kippurin, even though Yom Kippur passed over him, shechayavi lovi achar yom kippurin, if that person's been a korban after Yom Kippur, who's pater, who does Yom Kippur exempt? Only chayav v'shamas pluyim p'turin, person who never knew if he sinned or not, but was mesupak, and that is a special loch Yom Kippur is mechaper. If you have to bring an Asher Tolik because you don't know if you committed sin or not, it's only up to Yom Kippur. Once Yom Kippur passes, you're exempt unless you find that you definitely committed the sin. Okay? So that Yom Kippur is a Mechaper, but not on Oda. Says Ma, you're right. If he knows the suffix, of course that a Vadai Chiyuv Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. So that whether he knows the suffix or not, Yom Kippur is mechaper for Hashem Toli. Meaning, that let's say you only found out about your Safek Aver after Yom Kippur, but you had committed the Safek Aver before Yom Kippur. So you don't have to be an Hashem Toli. Because that Yom Kippur just passed over you and served in lieu of your Hashem Toli. You don't have to be an Hashem Toli. If you found out you did that Aver before Yom Kippur and found out before Yom Kippur, then as a stopgap measure till Yom Kippur, you have to bring an Hashem Toli. So Beit Shvadelem, Beit Shloim Shvadelem. So whether you knew about something or not, Yom Kippur is mechaper for an Hashem Toli, but it's not mechaper for an Hashem Badai. So says the Gemara. Well, actually, we'll leave this for tomorrow night. We'll keep it. It's very late.